Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski, and on today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're talking about last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you, as always, for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So one of the things that you talked about last night in great length, great detail, was the local option sales tax and the measure that is on the upcoming ballot for that. You gave a presentation that you'll be giving multiple times. And what can you tell me about the presentation and the sales tax in general?
Yeah, it was a relatively short meeting last night. So, of course, I had to find a way to drag it out a little bit longer for everybody.
Of course.
But gave a nice little presentation on local option sales tax, just kind of going over the basics of the history of local option sales tax in Perry, and then some of the projects and things that this money has been used to purchase for the city. So local option sales tax is just the 1% sales tax on the purchases of goods and services. This is not collected on food, the sale of vehicles, utilities, or room rentals at hotels. So the amount of sales tax you pay right now is 7%. And this vote is just to keep it at that 7%. So there's no increase. It's just maintaining our current sales tax rate. And really what this local option sales tax does for Perry is it helps us stabilize our debt levy. And when I go through some of the projects we do, they're larger projects, a lot of them, that would otherwise be put on the debt service levy. So this is just another revenue source that we can utilize to be able to pay for some of those larger projects and larger capital purchases. A common question that we get is, who pays this tax? Well, I pay this tax when I go to any of the local stores and buy colored pencils. And Joe pays his tax when he goes to the store and buys the notepads that he writes his notes on. So that's important that local people are paying. But more importantly, Joe Q Biker that rides in and buys something at the bike shop or wherever in town, they're paying this local option sales tax as well. So really what we're doing is we're capturing those outside dollars and utilizing those to benefit our community. I view that as a really important part of this local option sales tax. So, and I'll go through this quickly, but just a few of the projects and things that we utilize local option sales tax for: public safety, so police vehicles, protective gear for officers, fire trucks for the Public Works Department, snow plows, and a bunch of street maintenance equipment that helps keep our streets clear in the winter and well-maintained in the summer. Also, that all-important mosquito spraying equipment that we just updated not too long ago, as well as garbage trucks and recycle trucks. And being able to use this local option sales tax for garbage trucks and recycle trucks really allows us to keep our rates and fees for services very stable and really under control as far as how much we charge for those things. Probably one of the biggest projects that we've done with local option sales tax is the asphalt overlay project last year. We were able to utilize local option sales tax and the increase in the state road use tax, and we were able to do almost 60 blocks of asphalt overlays in town, probably one of the largest overlay projects that Perry has ever been able to do. Perry Public Library utilizes these funds for anything from books, DVDs, audiobooks, whatever other materials they have, the public access computers, and then really the biggest thing for a lot of our buildings is that building maintenance. So any HVAC issues, electrical issues, roof issues, things like that, we're able to utilize this money to take care of those things in a pinch. Parks and Rec Department, mowers, playground equipment, the big soccer complex that we're working on, as well as walking and biking trails. And point on the walking and biking trails, what we've been really good at in the past is utilizing these dollars to leverage additional grant dollars. So the Raccoon River Valley Trail that goes through town, a lot of grants, REAP grants, things like that, leveraged with local option sales tax. Parks and Rec Department, again, with the McCurry Center, just a lot of building maintenance from LED lighting, electrical panel replacement, and then, of course, fitness equipment within the building. Violet Hill Cemetery, again, the mowers and maintenance equipment, as well as the cemetery road improvements every now and then. And we'll probably be doing quite a few of those with our 2020 street overlay project. Airport, again, matching those funds for state and federal grants to be able to do projects at the airport. A whole bunch of other projects downtown, but really I'll boil it down to decorations for the downtown, including planters, benches, flowers, things like that. But the biggest thing that we've been able to do is lower our operating expenses by utilizing this capital money to be able to do LED lighting projects and also solar installations to help cut our utility bills. And again, that really helps us in our general fund, keep that under control, and be able to maintain services. If you're interested in seeing all the pictures and a little bit more detail on all this, we're going to be doing four more public meetings on this. October 24th, we'll be at the McCurry Community Building at 6 p.m. The 30th, we'll be downtown with Spooktacular from 4 to 6. So when you take the kids out to get candy, we'll be there out handing out flyers and brochures to all the parents. And then October 31st and November 2nd, we will be at Perry Public Library at 6 p.m. in the large meeting room right inside the doors. So try and come out and see us one of those times. We'd love to talk to you about what local option means for the community and how you can help pass it.
All right. Education is key, as they say.
That's right.
You've used up a lot of our time today talking about local option sales tax, so it's mirroring the meeting from last night.
Yeah.
But a few other things that you discussed last night were actually three different projects going on in Perry. That's the sewer project, the Sallyport project, and the soccer complex. What can you give us just as a quick update on each of these?
Yeah, so sewer project, we just did a walkthrough on site yesterday. The contractor thinks that within the next 2 to 3 weeks, they should be on site. And that really depends on weather since they're digging. So we're hoping that that's a pretty quick project once they get into town and get that going. Sallyport, if you're able to drive by that down at the police department, really coming along fantastically. Have the roof on the building and just about all the sides on the building. So they should be putting in doors and finishing up the interior soon. And then the soccer complex that we mentioned earlier, still working with the contractor on getting that project completed. And hopefully we can get that wrapped up yet this fall.
All right. One last thing that was mentioned in the meeting last night was a couple property donations. It seemed like it was kind of out of the blue, but it also seemed like you had been talking about this for a while. Which one would you say is accurate?
It's kind of been kicked around a little bit for a while, of the potential. But finally, they both kind of struck at the same time, and we were able to get both of them done on the same meeting. So one of the properties is a lot out at Sunflower Flats that actually has a storm sewer running through it, so you can't actually build a house on it. And the other is a lot out at the industrial park in one of the corners. So both very generous donations, and we're glad to be able to help those folks out.
All right. City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, just kind of bouncing back to Spooktacular on October 30th downtown and Halloween in general. Just be sure to keep an eye out for all those kids running around looking for candy, and be safe drivers.
Excellent safety tips. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.